This would be which?
Your ear.
Which one?
Oh, your right ear? Right ear, left ear. Uh-huh.
And the goozle was just here, but this would be the whole thing would be...
Your throat, neck.
Uh-huh. And this part...
Your mouth.
And...
Teeth.
Above the teeth would be...
Your lip.
And inside, above...
Oh, the roof of your mouth.
And the thing that the teeth are fixed in.
Your gums.
And this part.
The palm of your hand.
And one of these.
Fist.
The two.
Two fists.
And this part.
Your wrist.
And all things of the body that are fixed like this are called your.
Joints.
And this part of a male.
Is the chest.
Mm-hmm. And one.
Hand.
But two.
Hands.
And this entire.
Thigh.
Okay, and from here to here, the whole.
Leg.
Now, did they say leg? Or?
No, said limb.
Limb.
it was improper to say leg.
Yeah, any of those observations, I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And one.
Foot.
But two.
Feet.
Mm-hmm. And this part, what was this now? This part where you don't
your
like
shin.
To get kicked.
Shin.
That's an interesting part because some people call it the shank.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Other people refer to the shank as this part.
Uh-huh.
So it's... And... well, I guess that's... how are you doing? I don't want to... I'm...
Fine.
I'm enjoying this.
I am too.
Don't let me... We're out my welcome here. When you were...
Would you like a cup of coffee? a glass of tea, whichever
one. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what's wrong with this throat of mine today. It's, I think the change in the weather has dried it out. Man, I've been sitting here.
He'll go put the coffee pot if you'd rather have that, we'll make you a glass of tea, either one.
Well, tea would be fine.
Okay. You want to fix tea, Ezra?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Do you like sugar and lemon in your tea? We drank it just straight, as we say.
That's the way I like it, too. No, I apologize for this throat of mine. I think the change from warm, moist air dried it out. If somebody had been quite well, and then during the night, you say suddenly...
Sick.
He what?
Well, he suddenly got sick.
Got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And in response to somebody saying, well, how are you? And you might say, well, today we always say just fine.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder how people used to respond.
Well, my mother always taught me to say, fine, thank you. Mm-hmm. Because she said nobody wants to hear about anybody feeling bad. And she said, don't ever go into a lot of detail, I've got the headache today or something like that. She said, people don't, so they don't really mean it when they ask you, how are you? It's just a term that they use, you know, when they meet you or greet you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, don't ever go into detail and say, I'm sick or been sick. Just say, well, I'm feeling very well, thank you. And she always used the term, well, I'm as usual. And we've wondered about that a lot of times.
That's interesting.
I'm as usual.
I'm as usual.
Mm-hmm. So we wondered what usual was.
That's interesting.
I'm about as usual, thank you, or something like that.
And if somebody seemed to be troubled about something, you say, well, it'll turn
out all right. They're down in the dumps.
It'll be okay. Don't what?
Don't fret about it.
Don't fret. Mm-hmm.